Hello, Ashling. This is Michael. Sister, I just want to tell you, I am so sorry that you are having such a difficult time. I know that this has been a very, very rough, painful journey for you. And, sister, I promise you this. God does not love me anymore or love Persis any more than he loves you. Okay? If you can just get this point, please, Lord Jesus, help her to get it. We too both know what it's like to find out life didn't work the way you thought it would. We too know what it's like to have to rethink everything in your life. And right now, you're stuck in feel. If you go reread your email to me, I feel this, I felt that, I feel this. Feelings have nothing to do with faith, sister. Nothing. Feelings are very real. We can't deny them. We can't say, I don't feel sad when I really do feel sad. But feelings are not the fact. They're not the fact. I'll give you one example. Before I came to India, Persis went out. We call it going outside. It's very dangerous here for her to do that. She went outside, and she knows I do not like her to be out past 9 o'clock because that's a danger zone in India for women. And something happened, and I could not get in touch with her, and she didn't even make it home until after 10 o'clock. Well, by then, I was starting to have some pretty scary feelings. I felt this, and I felt that. And finally, I had to practice my own faith, which I know. My Father's in control of everything, and I had to put faith into practice and trust God and realize that, no, my feelings have nothing to do with the facts right now. Yes, my feelings are real, but they're not the facts. Persis is safe. God's watching over her. He's kept her every single time she's ever gone out. So I know what that's like, okay? Right now, you're inundated with feelings. Fears, loneliness, doubts, confusion, purposelessness, okay? God has done a wonderful job frustrating your plans and allowing you to come to the end of all of your hopes. See, God cannot use you until he first conquers you. That's the truth. You have to get to a place where you've died. And as long as a part of you, you know, think of this. Lazarus is sick. And Jesus gets word he's sick. Please come help Lazarus. Well, what happens? Jesus delays 2 more days. Why? He wants to wait until Lazarus has completely stopped struggling and he's completely dead. I really believe, Ashling, that that is exactly what God is waiting to do with you. He's waiting for you to stop your struggling. You're like a fish out of water, okay? You're like fighting the cross. You're flopping and flipping and switching and twitching and rolling and all this stuff. You're doing everything. What about this? 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 You're trying desperately to get some air on your own. You got to understand something. God wants you dead. He wants you to totally collapse. And as long as there's still something left in you where you're trying to save your own self, God will have nothing of it. You'll have nothing of it, Ashling. Okay? So keep going, but keep dying and set it all down. I'm telling you, the minute you completely die and you fully surrender to God and he sees that it's not in pretense, what I mean by this, supposing you hear this message now and you say, okay, that's it. I'm going to do this because I want to feel better in 15 minutes. God says, nope, you're doing this only in pretense. Your motives, you have ulterior motives. You just want me to fix the way you feel. You don't really want me. You don't really want to die. You don't really want my plan. Go ahead and give it all up. Quit the struggle. Just give in to it. You're suffering so much. Get it over with. How long do you want to stretch this out? You know, imagine if Jesus was on the cross for 60 hours instead of 6 hours because he wouldn't stop struggling. That's a much more painful death. I pray in Jesus' name that you will finally die. John 12:24, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies. Dead has no feeling. It has no desire for self. It does not feel loneliness. It says, I have died. I want to be raised with Christ. And watch, Christ will bring the feeling. Christ will bring the grace. Christ will bring your sense of purpose. Christ will bring everything you need in order to live as Asling. Okay? Sister, let go. Let go. Let go. Quit trying so hard. God will catch you. Get in that word. Pray. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to fill you with his spirit and tell him you want his will. If you don't trust him, you won't say this. Tell him you want his will and abandon your will. Don't just surrender it. Don't give your will up to him so that he'll do it for you. Don't say, I'm going to surrender my will, but then really hope that God will do your will and he'll bring this man or he'll bring this job or he'll bring this friendship. No. Say, Lord, I am done. I really am done. I see that you're the God of the universe. Michael testifies to it. Christian history testifies to it. Your word testifies to it. God, I give it all up. I want your will be done in my life, not mine. And I'm going to abandon my will. I no longer have a will. You're almost there. Ashling, you're almost there. Just give it up. Give it up. My message to you from this point forward is going to be the same thing. Without full surrender, there's no blessing. I'm going to send you one other writing that I have in a book that I hope will encourage you. God bless you, sister. God bless you.